Welcome to the MadTech Podcast special from ExchangeWire, a weekly deep dive into a pressing industry issue.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the MadTech Podcast. I'm John Still, ExchangeWire's Head of Content, and I am delighted to be joined today by Rad Arakat from the Middle East Social Media and Digital Association. Rad, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, John.
I'm excited to talk to you. There's such a lot going on. So let's dive right in, Rad. So you've recently founded the Middle East Social Media and Digital Association. I'm not going to throw the cliches out that we all know. It's, you know, a growth market, a lot going on over in the region. I want to hear from you why inspired you and what brought about the founding of the association now?
Let's put it that way. Initially, the idea started back in 2022 when the idea came up to mind, and I've been working and trying to forge, like, you know, that relationships and talking to people about it, trying to garner that sense of interaction and traction. How are people perceiving the idea itself? And one thing that was evident throughout that journey, when I started, like, you know, the conversations with many people who were working in the industry, not only in the UAE per se, because I'm based in the UAE, but in the region specifically, It was like evident to all of us. And one thing that kept coming up and kept hearing the same feedback over and over again, that people are like getting the misinterpretation or the misconception about the social media and digital and as a professions. Given that, like, it's fairly new, it's emerging, naturally it's been around, like, I would say, since 2015, not so many people really understood or did distinguish actually between the different aspects between these spectrums. And when I'm talking about spectrums specifically, I'm referring to the social media and digital as a profession. And for example, if you would like to talk about the comms, the PR and the marketing. So it's been treated unfairly and poorly over the past few years, and specifically here in the region. I'm certain that you are aware of the digital economy and its evolvement. Like, now it's currently expanding and at a very unprecedented pace, and creating a need for a professional body in this region. It's becoming in essence more than it's the luxury. So that's why the idea of the Middle East Social Media and Digital Association came from. And of course, it evolves, like, you know, with looking at the credibility of the social media and digital professionals who are working in the industry and addressing these gaps that we've been facing for quite some time now. I would say I've been working in the industry for more than a decade now, and I can tell you from a personal experience that it's sort of like, you know, there was like some frustrations there, like, you know, when it comes to the recognition for the professionals in the industry, spotlighting the people who are working in this sector specifically. Social media and digital is not quite, I would say, exclusive to the content creators per se, and it's not like quite exclusive or targeting only the influencers. So you do have the influencers, you do have the content creators, you do have the marketing as a vehicle and amplification method. But who does all the strategy work? Who does all the planning? Who does all of the heavy lifting to create that ecosystem for example, for content creators to come and amplify that specific campaign, if you want to talk about the technical side of things? So that's why the need for the Middle East Social Media and Digital Association, it's becoming more and more in demand, like, to find that unified body and hub that brings everyone under one roof in terms of the professionals who are working in the industry, so that they can leverage and speak to like-minded people about the same issues. So we as well tend to focus more on the opportunities rather than focusing on the challenges and issues that we're facing in the industry. So we would like to foster that conversation, and we would like to raise the awareness of the professions in the industry, and we would like to actually have those constructive sessions with different people from the industry. And of course, try to, along the way, to raise the awareness of what is it that we do, what our challenges are, and make a clear understanding of the frameworks. How does it work? And set the standards for our professions.
I think that's really interesting. There's a few things you said there, and there's, you know, it seems like there's a few strands that you're that you've put together in putting this association together. And one is, you know, like you said, it's become essential rather than just a luxury to have a unified body, to have that structure there, and also the legitimacy of the industry. It kind of shows that there are people working hard. There are people, like you say, it's not just the kind of the flash of the content creators, it's the people behind, the strategists, it's
absolutely
the whole digital media landscape is covered. I think that's fascinating. And as you said, it's grown in the region, in UAE, you've mentioned grown a lot in the last 10 years. First off, how have you seen that change, and how have you experienced that change while you've been in the industry? And then how did you go about bringing an association together?
I mean, it changes. It's a constant change, given the nature of the social and digital as an industry itself. The spectrum, it's a continuously evolving. You do have like a constant updates happening, and for those who are not curious enough, they won't be like, you know, staying working in this career for much. This is one of the major changes that we're seeing, and. You know, like back in the day, like I'm going to just use this metaphor because it makes me always like, you know, it's funny in my head, but I don't know how would that resonate with the audience. When I keep thinking about the association per se, I keep like, you know, having that metaphor in my head. Like, you know, during the university years, at the beginning of the first 2 years, sometimes you feel like you want to jump ship. Like, have I made the right choice about my major? Do I want to switch? So unfortunately, we're facing a similar instances when it comes to like people, they want to try to, they think that it's easy to work in social media and digital marketing, while in reality, that's not the case, unfortunately, because like you'll have to have the passion, you'll have to be curious about it. So one of the changes that we are seeing in the industry, that there is a huge demand in terms of it as a role and a career path for different professionals to work in the industry. That's one thing. And the second thing, like the involvement of these different categories that now they're looking at. So you now, it's not like the typical client servicing unit that it will sit under one, let's say, agency, corporate, or brand. It's becoming like more specialized. So now there will become like more demand for example, people who are specialized in dealing with influencers, because that is one module, if you want, and or one track. And there will be like another demand, for example, for people who specializes in a specific platform, like a YouTube, for example, social media manager, or a social media manager, or a social media director who has spent years and years working, for example, with the government sector, with a luxury brand, with a lifestyle. So it's becoming more diversified in terms of the ask and the demand of what is the industry actually needs. And this is why we actually formed and established the association, Masmeda, because at the end of the day, like, you know, how can you address these kind of needs? How can you raise the awareness of the profession if you don't have a unified body in the region to address these challenges? Did I address that right? I mean, the first part of the question, I believe.
Absolutely. And yeah, the second part was just more about how you went about it, how you put the association together before launch.
Well, yeah. Well, that went into so many phases. It's funny that you asked, because initially the direction was to do it as a governmental body. So it will be registered directly under the government. And that was the aim. And I genuinely wanted to go down that path. But like, you know, challenges, of course, like, you know, were there along the way. So we had to pivot slightly initially as well. Like, you know, the association not meant mainly or primarily for profit. So we don't want to, like, you know, focus on that aspect much. That we are not like not for profit, because at the end of the day, like for all associations, it will have to make and generate some revenue to basically cover its expenses. So again, we're very transparent about this idea. We do not exist because we want to make money or make that profit, let's say per se. But again, at the end of the day, we would like to invite memberships, of course, like, you know, invite members to join the association on a subscription model. Where they can actually leverage from the different offerings or the wide offerings that we're going to have. And at the end of the day, they will have a like-minded people joining the association. The way how we put it together initially, so I do have several board members who join me. So it's not like a one-man show at the end of the day. Yes, I am the founder, but I do have the help of different people, great calibers, great profiles from the industry who believe in the impact of the association, who actually give up their, like, you know, obviously donating their time, thankfully, and chipping in where needed financially, I would say, at the moment. So that's actually how we're running the association. So there are five of us, and it was a very transparent way when I've launched the association. There was like a call out in the industry for people to join in if they would like to be part of this change. So it was not specified or targeted at specific people per se. So there was then an open invitation for the wider community, for whoever believe that they have what it takes to join us and come on board and help us in building the association. Because obviously it's going to be like a long ride, but definitely a rewarding one and a very rewarding journey, I would say.
Yeah. And it's, you know, as you've touched on before, this is what it's all about. It's about this sense of community and bringing that togetherness in the industry across the region. I liked what you said earlier on regarding focusing on the opportunities rather than the challenges. I think that's an interesting, it's an industry with a lot of challenges, but focusing on the opportunities is important and what digital media, social media can mean in your region. What do you think are the major opportunities that you can see in digital and social across UAE MENA at the moment?
Instinctively, I can tell you that the first thing that comes to mind is very straightforward. Like, you know, spotlight these talents, shed light on their efforts. What is it that they're doing? And the difference actually between their, for example, if we're taking client servicing, for instance, and if we're doing a fair comparison between client servicing and social media manager, like, you know, in terms of job description, in terms of like the duties and the R&R, like roles and responsibilities. So there will be like a differences, because at the end of the day, when it comes to social media, a lot of people, they would lack the technical aspects, but they think that they can do it until they will start facing some challenges during their day-to-day work per se. And this is one of the actually challenges that we are trying to solve through the association by conducting a lot of workshops through our networking events, of course. So people, they will be invited, they will come and they will learn something. Like, you know, a knowledge sharing sits at the core of our beliefs at the association. So that's actually how we're going to solve this issue, and we see it again as an opportunity. So it's an opportunity for us, and it's a win-win for the members. Once they will be joining, they will start, like, you know, practicing. So yesterday, successfully as well, we've launched one of our first workshops. It was an online, a virtual workshop. So we had the theoretical part of the workshop and that seminar, and then we had some sort of practicality towards the end of the seminar. So that's actually where we can see, like, people, they are more engaged and they are striving for more workshops like of that sort.
And I think that knowledge sharing is key as well. It's, you know, you want to bring your experience of the industry. You want people to share their experience of the industry in, you know, growing the industry reputation, pushing it forward, bring light to these platforms, I think. And it's, I think it's something that's really worthwhile. And it's nice to hear you speak with such passion about that knowledge sharing as well. Stepping kind of from your view as the founder of an association and from your experience in the market, what are the real kind of areas of growth that you've seen across your region? What are the platforms that are working well? What are people really spending their time working on? What do you think's what's going on?
Are we talking social media platforms, digital platforms, or the mix of both together?
A bit of a mix of both, I think. Yeah, across the board. Where's the spend going?
I mean, the spend is like, that's a quite interesting one and tricky at the same time, because, you know, in the region, you do have I won't call them like emerging platform as such, because at the end of the day, each platform has its own, I would say, features and attractive points that might attract different type of audiences and different segments. For example, X is one of the leading platforms in Saudi, if you want. In the UAE, we do have an Instagram as a leading platform, followed by LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is no longer is the actually career platform. It's becoming more towards the thought leadership. It's actually how we've connected together, you and I initially. It's becoming the online virtual land of opportunities. Like beyond careers, it's becoming more of a learning platform. And if we're talking about quality leads, that's in the world of the digital gurus, let's say. When it comes to lead generation, the quality leads comes mainly from LinkedIn, and doesn't like necessarily come from Meta, if you want. TikTok and the emergent that we've been witnessing for the past few years about Gen Z and that wave that took the entire world by surprise about Gen Z, and everyone was like analyzing the Gen Z and how do they... I mean, let's face that fact. Gen Z's at the end of the day, like if you wanted to weigh the power of buying specifically, because we're talking about like, you know, where are the spending happening? It's not there for Gen Z's. I mean, Gen Z's, like, they are heavy consumers when it comes to the different type of content, when it comes to trends, when it comes to virality. But if we're talking about the power of spending, that's still with millennials and the category that is above millennials. That I cannot remember what is it called. So, in a nutshell, you will see like a very interesting sentiments around a specific social media platform per se, and surprisingly, you know, the YouTube, for example, it's one of the underestimated platforms, because again, YouTube is still one of the best channels when it comes to education, when it comes to knowledge sharing, when it comes to actual genuine influence, when it comes to storytelling, because you will have to actually watch a long YouTube videos to understand something about a specific topic that might treat your interest at the end of the day. So different channels for different countries. I cannot speak of like an each and every single country in the region, because that would require another session. I'm certain of that. But I can tell you that, for example, from where do we stand today, the major spending is happening across multiple platforms. But if I am to rank them humbly, I would say LinkedIn for sure, if we're talking about quality leads. And then in the second, Meta, because they do have a nice unique selling points. And one of the major unique selling points that they do have, like, you know, if we're talking about Instagram specifically, it's slightly more expensive than Facebook. Facebook, it's backing Instagram. So the way actually how they thought about it, like, you know, the DNA of these two platforms, it actually gives it that unique edge in terms of competition. And of course, with the recent acquisitions of different platforms, so they've acquired WhatsApp, now they're tapping into WhatsApp, they're trying to figure something out when it comes to how to monetize from WhatsApp, not beyond, like, you know, the broadcast channels and beyond communities. Recently, there has been some talks, or there have been some talks actually around how can they monetize better from WhatsApp. And recently we've been hearing a very interesting topics and discussions in the industry about advertising through WhatsApp. So this is something very new, and we started to hear more about it specifically on the region. And actually one of the challenges that actually triggered the formation of the association is, in this region, we do have a quite big population. Of course, it's spread across multiple countries. And to that end, always the last to receive the latest updates and features and trends from the globe. And that is unfair. That's a one thing. And in terms of analytics, in terms of data, we have not been paying enough attention for these aspects previously. But now you will start hearing more and more about more emerging products and platforms that supports Arabic, that supports, like, you know, the region and languages, that supports data analytics, that supports data driven, because data is no longer separated from decision making. It should go hand in hand. And at the end of the day, it should actually inform the decisions of any strategy. It should inform any decision when it comes to the planning and how to strategize and to strategize and move forward. And again, there is, like, as well, big talks and emerging talks here in the region about the traditional ways of conducting business versus the new ways of conducting business, and by backing, for example, by packing everything together when it comes to your offerings, for example, the traditional way, and pack it with technology per se. And by saying technology is the data analytics, media intelligence, and so on and so forth.
Amazing. There's a lot for you to do. Now you have the association. There's a lot of opportunity there. There's going to be, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of work for you to do, which I'm going to go and let you start now. But before you go, what's your hopes for the next 3 years for the association? What would you like to have achieved?
We would like to achieve and accomplish, obviously, a lot. We just started, and we will start, like, you know, by calling and inviting everyone to join this impactful journey, because we are about to make a huge impact in the industry. And we are going to look after so many professionals who have been unlooked or overlooked, actually, in the past, unrecognized. So recognition, knowledge sharing, fostering those conversations, being in these rooms where decisions are made when it comes to the social media and digital spectrum, and the professionals, of course. And above all, we would like to be the unified body for the professionals in the industry. And hopefully one day we will be going global. But of course, like, our launching pad is currently this region or the Middle East region. So hopefully our expansion might go above and beyond. And the thing is, and this is one of the questions that we keep getting a lot, we are not a chapter. So we have created it from the ground up, and you can only imagine how hard is that, because we're trying to raise the awareness of why we have created it, what's in it for people, and why they should be joining the association. The journey is going to be long, but it's going to be fun. And we do have a lot of passionate and like-minded people on board, and I'm certain that we would be reaching some of them. But again, to address your question, clearly we would like to, and I would like to reiterate on that, we would like to be the hub in the region for all professionals who are working in this industry and who are more, I would say, on the, what do you call it, basically considering continuing in this career and taking it seriously. So these are the type of people that we are hoping and looking forward to interact with and to attract to our association.
Fantastic. Rad, I wish you the very best of luck with it all.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm going to keep up with you on the journey. I'd like to check in further down the line and see how you're getting on. But it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Really appreciate your time today. And hopefully see you when we're in Dubai at the end of the year for ATS Dubai. So thank you very much again.
That's a fantastic opportunity. Thank you so much for having me again. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And thank you all for listening. That's been the MadTech Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to this MadTech Podcast special. We'll be back to discuss another hot industry topic soon.